kings and queens, how are you this morning? Today is Monday, August 24th. Happy Monday. You just tuned in to your girl, DJ Lala. And this is DJ Lala and the fam, straight with no chaser. Music, life, and all that other good-ish. How are you this morning? Hope you're having a good morning. Hope you're having your pick-me-ups, which if you don't know what that is by now, if you're just tuning in to your girl, that's, you know, your coffees, your teas, if you need to have sex in the morning, if you need kisses, hugs, food, eggs, protein, whatever you need to wake you up, to get you up and out that door, or if you're not working, some of us are still not working, whatever you need to do to wake up, not waste the day, and reflect on what you need to reflect on, work on that list of happiness to get you where you need to be. We ain't got no time to waste. Time goes by so quickly, you know, you feel me? And it's like, you know, we just can't waste any time. We need to work on our time management. So, we're all guilty of it though. So we just got to get better at it. So how are you this morning? I hope you had a great weekend this morning. Not this morning. I hope you had a great weekend. See, I ain't have enough coffee this morning. This morning I used my, Bailey's Irish Cream, International Delights Creamer. Tastes really good. Hope you had a great weekend. Even if you didn't do anything, you just stayed home and you just chilled. So hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had time to think about what you need to do to be happy. Work on that list of happiness. I just wanted to start off with a little bit of DMX Rough Riders Anthem this morning. It's about 82 degrees here in New York. I'm not ready for summer to be over. I'm really not ready for summer to be over. I'm ready for 2020 to be over. I just get a little sad when, you know, fall starts to come around. If we have a good fall like we had the past like few years where it still feels like spring, I'll be happy. But I don't know about, you know, I ain't ready for this cold or this chilly weather. So we're gonna get started. I got a few things to talk to you about, and I got a question for you. Y'all know I do. You know what? First of all, let me just tell y'all something. When I went to NC for my mom's celebration, right? Why is gas more expensive in North Carolina? Yeah, I'm talking about you, Jacksonville. Why is gas more expensive in North Carolina than it is in New York? I mean, I was seeing gas for like here in New York, like on the island, like you know how it is. It's the same everywhere. You know, you could go down the street and it's $1.98, and then you drive even further, like another block, and it's like $2.202 or something like that. And then depending on where you are, if you like in Queens or somewhere and you bought a highway, it could be like $2.09. But when I was down there, I'm like, and I refused to get gas. My friend was like, yo, I'll pay for the gas. I'm like, no, I'm not. Why? No, we in North Carolina. Why? I refuse. Why? That gas was $2.29? Was it? No. It was $2.10 or $2.12, something like that. Yeah, it was like $2.10, I believe. I'm not sure. But it was $2.10. I'm like, no, because I paid $1.98 by my house. She's like, just get the damn gas. I'm like, no. I'm like, why I got to be more expensive in North Carolina? I mean, is gas expensive where you're at? I mean, I know it fluctuates depending on where you're at, but I just can't believe it. I'm expecting gas in North Carolina to be like $1.87 or something, but it was cheaper when we got like to a Walmart and we got further down. It was like $1.89 or something like that. $1.90, something like that. But it was cheaper. But anyway, yeah, that's just my thing. What is your thing? Because I know everybody has their thing where they just refuse, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to be frugal out here in these streets, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say it nice, you know what I mean? I don't want to say cheap because, you know, I can't be depending on what it is. What's your thing? Because, see, my thing is, too, that you can't buy everything from the Dollar Tree. I mean, if you ain't got the bread, I understand. But there's just certain things that you got to spend money on. Like, I cannot. Toilet paper, yes. I can buy at Dollar Tree because they got this really soft and strong 4-pack that really lasts us a long time. And it don't like irritate you or anything like that. Paper towels, stuff like that. But when it comes to like some hand soaps, not really that good. I know a lot of people say hand soap is hand soap, but hand soap is okay. I could get from there. Dish detergent, it's good, you know, if you running out and you ain't got the bread, you could buy it. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. So, if you looking to clean up some greasy pots and stuff like that, it ain't going to work, boo. Honey, it ain't going to work. You got to use bleach mixed with the dish detergent because it ain't going to get out all the grease. It don't clean that good. So, that's when you got to spend like a couple more dollars to get the Dawn, because Dawn don't cost that much. You go to Walmart, you could get like a big bottle for like $1.98. So, spending that extra dollar do make a difference, honey, because some things you just can't buy. Dollar Tree got soap. They got Dove and Caress. So, you know, you good with that. But certain things you cannot get. One time, what did I buy? I bought some sponges from there, from Dollar Tree. And I'm telling you, I used it and it like broke up in pieces, like a Brillo pad or something. I'm like, what the hell? Just certain things you can't buy. Now, I'm not going to say it's just Dollar Tree and I blame it on them, but I went to Stop and Shop. That's like a popular grocery store here in New York. And I bought some Brillo pads. No, actually, I bought a dish sponge. And that shit just broke up. I've never seen a dish sponge just like, like it blew up or something. I'm like, why do I see little green and yellow like pieces? I don't know what happened. Maybe I had a bad batch or whatever the case may be. But certain things you do got to spend money on. A laundry detergent. I'm not going to say laundry detergent because, I mean, there are... I used to use Tide, but it's strong. It do clean your clothes. There's another one that just came out. What's the name of it? My mom used it. It's the commercials that's on. It's like a, it's a blue bottle with a pink or red top. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It ain't like fancy, but it's expensive, but that worked real good. But you know, sometimes you may not have the money to pay for it, you know what I mean? Because it is pricey, but there's Arm & Hammer, which is not cheap at all. It's like $2.99 or something like that. It worked really good. But at CVS, they have this $3.99 big container of laundry detergent. Jazz, you know, I'll put you on to that. It works really, really well. It cleans just as well as Tide. But like I said, certain things you got to be able to spend a little bit of money on. Because I'm telling you, it depends on where you buy it from. There's some... See, I knew somebody was going to try to be in my podcast. Racing early this morning. Wow. There are some things that you can get. Depend on where you get it from. You can get, if you go to Walmart or whether you go to Family Dollar, you could get some things that's cheap and it lasts and it's good. And then some expensive things you get. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm just keeping 100 with y'all. I used to buy knockoff purses because you can't tell the difference. Girl, them Asians, honey, girl. Them Asians, they know how to, like, copycat. I'm telling you, you would not tell the difference. You would think that somebody walking around with a $2,000, $3,000, $10,000 purse, and it'd be just, like, $2 for $50. You feel me? So, one time I had treated myself. Well, y'all know that if I want something, I'm gonna save my money. And perfume is a must. That's my thing. Y'all know I wear pricey perfume. I cannot, it's me. You know, I'm not judging anybody who does. You know, if you wanna, you know, go to CVS and buy perfume or whatever, but I have to have Italian or French perfume or something. I like what I like. I love fragrance, and you know, I ain't saying I'm rich, but you know what I'm saying? If I want something, I'm gonna get it. But there are a lot of other things that I can buy cheap. Like, some people can't buy, like I said, laundry detergent cheap. My homegirl, she cannot spend $2.99 on a thing of laundry detergent. That's her thing. Soap, she has to buy a specific soap. It can't just be any soap, which I know with women, we get irritated. I can only use, like, Dove or maybe Caress because, it you know, we are sensitive in areas. But what is it that, she cannot shop at Walmart. Nope. I'm like, what the hell is the difference? where do you get your soaps and your stuff in a house and stuff like that? I think she goes to BJ's, but I'm like, if you don't have a big family like that, why you buy? She just cannot go into Walmart for some reason. Maybe she's too bougie, I don't know, but I know some people who can't shop in Walmart. They gotta shop other people also. They can only, they like to go to Marshall's to get clothes and things that they need. Marshall's a little pricey. I can't be spending like, I know one of my homegirls, we were looking at Walmart, and I was like, oh, they have like bras and stuff for sale. She was like, oh, that's cheap. I go to Victoria's Secret. She's like, I can't buy no socks from here. I was like, what? They're socks. You put it on your feet. See, some people are bougie when it comes to some things, and some people are not. Like, I'm bougie with my perfume, and that's it. Otherwise, I'm not. Oh, hotels. I'm sorry, boo. I am very bougie when it comes to hotels, and only being because I have sensitive skin, and I am telling you, I have a thing where if I stay in a hotel, like, I gotta look through the sheets, through the pillowcases, I bring lights off, but I can't, because you know what I'm saying? Back in the day when I was, you know, younger, I've worked in a hotel before, and a lot of them don't change the, comforters on there. So, like, if it's like a two-star hotel or, like, you know, not that expensive. Well, the one I worked at before, it wasn't. It was back in the day. And they didn't change the comforters. And then I got a job at a, it was some rich resort or something, you know, where the rich people go, the rich guys go and play golf and stuff. And you had to wear a specific, like, cute little, like, looking like a maid. No, not looking like a maid. As a housekeeper or whatever, and they used to leave big tips. They would leave like Rolexes as a tip. They would leave like $100 for a tip on top of the drawer, stuff like that. But in those hotels, you had to change. They don't care. They had nothing but these big ass laundry washing machines and dryers, and it was like couple of rooms full of them where you had to wash them comforters. You stripped everything off the bed. You wipe down everything. You make sure everything is good with like disinfected and bleach, and you had to change them comforters. And you should expect that. You know what I mean? You would think that in every hotel they do that. Maybe they don't have the time or, you know, enough machines to do that, but you should, because that's people's health, their safety. You don't know who's laying on there, who got wet. But I'm very, yes, I am bougie when it comes to hotels and perfume. I'm sorry. Anything else, you know, I'm not, it don't matter. I don't have to spend a lot of money on a lot of things. That's all I ask. Because I don't know. But what's your thing? That's my question to you. What's your thing that you have to do? Oh, another one of my things is I don't like my hands to be sticky. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, I don't like my hands to have, like, there's this new, this new sanitizer where it's supposed to work more effectively than others, but it just make your hands sticky. I just don't like my hands to be sticky, period. I don't like, you know, you eating something and something like ketchup or mayonnaise or something, and you know, you just wipe it off with a napkin. It just feels sticky, you know. And then my brother was like, oh, but you like other stuff on your skin. I'm like, why are you being nasty? I didn't say that. He's like, oh, you probably wouldn't mind it if you having sex and you get stuff on you. I'm like, why does everything have to be nasty with you? But I'm like, you know, that's different. I'm just joking. But too early for that, and it's Monday, okay? We got to behave and be ladylike. You know, be gentlemanlike. So, yeah, that's another one of my things. I just don't like my hands to be, like, sticky. I have to wash my hands. But I know a lot of people. Don't think that I'm crazy. There's a lot of people that got a lot of things that they don't like, you know. I know a girl who, she, when she drinks coffee, like, you know, when coffee drips, like, depending on the cup, like, that bothers her with the coffee drips on the cup. And then it just turns her off. But what are you... Remember this song? Oh, my God. There are things that will quickly turn you off. So that's what I want to know. I want to know, what is your thing that your thing that you have? And it's not a bad thing. Everybody has their thing. You're allowed what you like and what you don't like, what you're comfortable with and what you're not. I mean, you can call me and tell me you're not comfortable with your partner. Because I'll tell you real quick, well, what's your plans, your steps to being happy? You know, you got to make some moves. But, I mean, everybody has their thing. You have to be comfortable with who you're with. You have to be happy, not just okay, mediocre. And we talk about that all the time. So hit me up and let me know what your thing is, and things you like, things you don't like. Told you what my things are. Are you easily turned off by things? And if you are, and even if you're not easily turned off, just things that turn you off, period. Let me know what they are. But I'm gonna did a little things kind of like backwards this morning, but I just wanted to get that out. I want to get back to what I was talking about. What was he talking about? Oh, about the gas and other stuff that I wanted to talk to you about. Did you hear about that Master P mess? About, because y'all know his brother C-Murder is locked up, and Monica used to be his ex, C-Murder's ex, and I don't know exactly what happened or how, you know, what happened after he got locked up, how far it was before anybody helped him, but apparently the family is saying that Master P wasn't helping no daggone body. They were saying that he was helping at first, try to get him out. And he had a lot of things to say. He responds to backlash of a video rant and claps back at Monica. You know, he has some words for her, saying that after she asked him to keep her out of his family drama. C-Murder and Monica used to date. It was reported that Master P shared his frustrations about C-Murder, about his incarceration. And he kind of like clapped back at Monica. P said that his brother was ungrateful and even called out his ex-girlfriend Monica, who is Monica's actually helping him get his case looked at with Kim Kardashian. So Master P was not happy about that. Monica, she commented, she said she's been respectful towards him, and he refused to do the same. And she said, "You cannot speak on me because you do not know me," Monica said. And his comments in his video, and he said that, and she said she has only conversed with, I think Silk Chaka. So this matter is between you men, you brothers. That's what she said. "Leave me out of this because my efforts have been the same. I just didn't see the need to post it. Check the visiting list from the parish to Angola to hunt, or better yet, ask his children. You responded before you read. He's never not been able to hit me, my mother or brother, and get what he needs. Focus on his freedom." So Master P was mad about that. Damn sure was. And he was like saying his family, you know, nobody knows about his family. He's been helping him out. The ATM is closed, you know, but you never know when it comes to family drama. I mean, there is two sides, but you never know. Maybe he did give up. Maybe it's for a reason. I don't know. We don't know, but you know, the point is, if somebody is trying to help your brother, you know, don't go at people like Kim Kardashian and Monica. No, they only trying to help. You know, why you gotta put their name in there? It's okay for you to, you know, express your frustrations about your family and all of that. But dang, I mean, but you know, when people get mad sometimes, you know, they may not mean some of the things they say sometimes. But most of the time, people do mean what they say when they mad. Depends on who it is. They just didn't get a chance to like come out with it. So when they mad, that's the time it comes out, or when they drunk. So, you know, and like we say, words are just words, but when people say certain words to you, you can't take it back. So it's up to you on whether you want to still deal with it or not. You know, depending on who it is. Like say right now, like if my ex has said, you know, stuff that my ex has said, I forgave him, but I didn't forget, and I just don't want to be around him. You feel me? Because I can't, you know, I forgave him, but I can never forget. He said a lot of horrible things, and I think too, because my level of love for him had changed, like I was no longer like feeling him like that. That's why I don't want to be with him. You feel me? And I feel like even today, I wouldn't be able, no, I'm just not feeling him like that. And I don't think anybody would, what he did in the past, you know, and he's talking about he changed and all that. That's good. Good luck to you. I'm like not interested, you know. When I was interested, you didn't consider my feelings, and you know, you was playing around with them, and you thought I wasn't going nowhere, and you know. So you try to hold, you know, try to hold me down because you thought somebody was taking your place, which somebody did. So too bad. But anyway, at that time, yes, somebody did. And he was mad about that. Well, you know what? Too late. Too bad. There ain't no turning back. I'm sorry. You know, a lot of people, they lie too, because when they've been the same way for a long time and they try to like lay low because they don't know what you're doing. You know, they don't know if you're talking to somebody else. You know, when people are in situations, they don't know if you're talking to somebody else because it wasn't talked about. So it's like a mystery. So they're like, just in case they're talking to somebody else, I'm going to just lay low and I'm going to like not get on their nerves. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to try to be sweet and nice. See, that's the trick. I done been through that so many times. Hell no. But anyway, you can't trust it. You got to do what you got to do to be happy. And you got to ultimately be in love with the person that you with. Be happy to go home. And you feel me? And all of that good stuff. I know y'all heard about the Tim Norman situation. I know y'all did. What Jennifer Williams had to say. Y'all wasn't believing her when she told y'all he was crazy. So for those of you who don't know who Tim Norman is, he was on Welcome to Sweetie Pies, and he was charged for murder. For hire. He murdered his, he hired somebody to murder his nephew. I believe it was an insurance, thing. And Jennifer Williams, she quickly commented on that. Because remember when she put out, a few years ago, she had put out, she had put a restraining order against him because she said the stalker was crazy. And, you know, they dated for a minute. So nobody really believed her because of her role on Basketball Wives, but she had wrote, the truth always reveals itself, karma will get you one way or another, and, it's really sad, you know, what's going on, that situation. Like, you can't even trust your own family. Like, that's crazy. That is so, so crazy to me. But, there's an exclusive thing that came out that says that Tim Norman planned to kill Miss Robbie for $1 million policy, plus an insurance agent was arrested in Andre's murder. I mean, this whole thing is so crazy to me. Like, I just don't understand. I really don't. It's so crazy. Toni Braxton got another song called Gotta Move On featuring her. I love every dance Toni Braxton do. How many of y'all are like that? She looks so great to be, what is she, 50 something now? A lot of these celebrities, and I mean, they say they ain't doing nothing. I mean, any surgeries or touch-ups or whatever, but I know some of them gotta be doing some kind of fillers or something on their face or somewhere, their neck, somewhere, but I don't know. Maybe some people just got that natural stuff, I guess. But anyway, they a lot of celebrities look good. Her, Angela Bassett, Vivica Fox, women in their 40, 50s and 60s looking, and 70s looking better than some of these 20, 30-year-olds. It's crazy. But I'm not talking about all, so I don't think I'm talking about you. I'm just saying. You know what? Do you know? Keisha Cole came on, honey. And I was trying. You ever try to sing a song, you hit that high note, and your throat get dry hitting the high note? Child, I was trying it. And I was drinking coffee, too. Let me tell y'all the secret. If you drink coffee and tea, what I do is, my friend, she told me to tell this secret. She's like, why your teeth always look white? I'm like, what do you mean why your teeth always look white? Are they supposed to be brown or yellow or whatever? She was like, no. She was like, what do you use? I said, well, I do use this toothpaste. I think it's Crest, what is it? Whitening, Crest Whitening. It's in a blue sparkling box. It removes 99%, or is it 90%? I think it might be 90% stains after you eat, and especially if you're a coffee drinker. Not only that, I use peroxide. I use good old peroxide. You gotta do what you gotta do and take care of what you can take care of, worry about the rest later, but works really, really well when you drink coffee and tea. So, a little plug for y'all. It does work really well. You don't have to buy any whiteness strips. Remember how I used to come out with the whiteness strips? I felt pain. I ain't gonna lie. I used to use them, but they're too pricey, number one. Number two, there's not too many in there. And why use that when you can use whitening toothpaste? I mean, not all of them work, but the Crest one does. The Colgate one, yeah, but the Crest one, that's 90%. It works really well. So how about I was gonna call another male, my brother. I was about to call him. Before I called him, I ended up telling my homegirl that I was like, I went on YouTube and I did every natural possible thing that I could try. And I told her because my plumbing was clogged for 4 days. And she was like, this is a term of endearment. She was like, bitch, she was like, your plumbing was clogged. We all know your plumbing is clogged. I'm like, what does that mean? I was like, why everybody is, their mind is always in the gutter. I'm like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my kitchen sink has been clogged for 4 days. She's like, oh, you ain't say that. You didn't say the kitchen. You said your plumbing was clogged. I thought you was making a joke. You always making a joke. Yeah, I am, but not this time. So I was calling her and asking her what she used, because I use Drano. I use like a, not a snake, not the real one, but I bought like a little cheap one. I try to put it down a drain, the little stuff that was in there, you know, they caught in there like grease and stuff or food or whatever, because I don't have a garbage disposal. And then, I tried baking soda and apple cider vinegar. That did work. I think that did work. And then try boiling hot water and putting it down there. But it wasn't really going nowhere for the first couple days. And see, I'm the kind of person that I gotta try stuff. Not everything. Can't try everything. Because, you know, you may end up in a situation. I ain't talking about that. I mean, like, when it comes to, like, fixing things, I have to try other stuff first before I call somebody. Because a lot of things can be fixed without complications. So, I'm like, okay, it didn't work the first day. Maybe it needs to take time to like really get in there and like break stuff up. So I did it for the second day. Then I'm just Googling and looking for stuff. And I had this degreaser, which I think my daughter may have poured something down the sink, like when, cause she tries to help wash dishes, you know, it might not be that clean, you know, you might still see food on there when she tries to help. But I told her not to pour like, you know, grease or anything like that, but she may have done that, but that's okay. So I got this degreaser, and it was fairly cheap. I think I got it from Dollar Tree. The orange, I don't know if y'all know that orange cleaner. I poured it down there with some hot water, and voila, after the fourth, no, I think when I called her, it was like 3 days where it was clogged. I told her it's been clogged for 3 days. But the fourth day, I got it. And it cleared up. And it's been good ever since. I had to call nobody. But it was good. But, yeah, that's a pain when it's like, I mean, it did go down. I'm not saying that it was like water filled in there for like 3 days. It was like very, very slow. Like I had to work with it. I had like the kitchen, you know, that little kitchen plunger. I kept plunging it, and it took like maybe half an hour. Every time I ran the water, it took like half an hour to go down. Every half hour, every time I had to wash a dish, it would fill up. You know, not a dish, I'm exaggerating. Like if I had some dishes, or if I needed to run the water, it would just fill up very quickly and would not, go down. So that was irritating me, but nevertheless, it's all fixed. Your girl got it. That's one thing about me. Like if somebody tell me no, I'll keep trying. And if I don't keep trying with that person, I'll go somewhere else, you know what I mean? I'm one of those people that I don't give up very easily. I don't, because what may not work for one person, it may work for somebody else, you know. Maybe it was just a blessing in disguise, and maybe that door closed, you know, was a blessing. Maybe it wasn't for you. So, and that's how I feel about relationships. You know, if you feel like something ain't good for you, you know, and you're not feeling like you need to be feeling, we all know how we should be feeling in a situation. If you're not happy, maybe it wasn't for you in the first place. You know, it wasn't what you thought because it wasn't what you were supposed to have. That's how I feel. You know, do any of y'all agree or disagree with that? Hit me up and let me know. What else I got for y'all? I just wanna know if y'all can relate with some of the things I'm talking about. But that was my questions for y'all. What is your thing? What turns you off or what easily turns you off? And another question I had is, my last question. Do you think men are more stubborn than women? And I'm going to tell you what we think about it because I need to get some more answers than the ones that I have. And the reason that comes from watching Love and Basketball, which is another classic that we talk about. Remember at the end when Quincy got hurt and he... what's the name? I forgot her character. You know, it's not Lethal. When she went to play basketball overseas and he tried to hit her up, I guess he had got mad at her because he was going through something with his mom and dad's divorce. So there was a scene in there where, you know, they had a curfew. They were both in college. They had a curfew and she couldn't stay out late. And he was like, come on, just stay out late because I'm feeling some kind of way about my, you know, my family breaking up and I just want you to be here with me. He felt as if she wasn't there for him because of that, right? So he got mad and he started acting out. And then I guess as time went on, you know, she had to go overseas to play basketball and he tried to hit her up, blah, 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 and she wouldn't answer something. Some stuff happened, I forgot. But what I'm trying to get at is, when she came back and she got back up with him, he got hurt, he got injured, and he was in the hospital. She came home and she saw him. She was in Europe, and she was so happy to see him, and I guess she looked like she was going to tell him that she missed him, blah, blah, blah. And a woman walks in. Everybody knows how you felt when that happened to you. Whether it was a friend, whether it was like, you know, not an ex or somebody that you still thought that you was, you know, could build something with, and that happens, and you got confused, and you're like, wait a minute, you know, I didn't know he was talking to somebody, and that look on her face, like, oh, hey, and then the woman was like, oh, hello, I'm talking to her like a little kid, and he was like giving her a look. It was a certain look that he gave her, like, yeah, I got another girl, like trying to like feel like, you know, like throwing it in her face kind of look. And then he was like, I really appreciate you coming by, telling his ex, you know, girlfriend, ex-best friend since he was like young. And she was like, yeah, we. Don't you hate that with chicks? Like, why you gotta, you know, especially when it's not needed. When it's needed, it's needed. I ain't gonna lie. You know, you got people coming to the DJ booth, you know, all the time, and it's like, you know, a lot of people call me the blocker. It's like, why you need to come here so many times? Like, you don't, oh, I need to request when I'm not DJing, you know, and my homeboy is DJing. It's like, mad girls always come up, oh, I need to ask the DJ something. No, you don't, ho, and I don't mean to say ho, but no, you don't. What you need to ask him, you can tell me, here's a business card, here's this, here's that. But it's like, that irritates me. It's like, what you need to talk? He ain't checking for you. He ain't checking for none of y'all. He's trying, you know, focus on his, you know, on his set. But it's like mad girls that come up there and they're like, oh, I need to make a request. Okay, tell me and I'll tell him. Like, they always laughing at me. They're like, you a blocker. I'm like, no, I'm not. So anyway, it's like, when she said that, we appreciate you for coming. It's like, dang, why you gotta say that? But anyway, she felt some kind of way. Went home, spoke to her mother. She was in her feelings. And you could tell that he still had feelings for her. And you know how some people just jump in a situation because it's convenient, or they feel like, oh, I'll just do it just to be doing it. Or I'm getting older. I'm gonna get married because I'm older. Or just to be married or whatever. So it looked like he still had feelings for the girl. And he just didn't want, you know, he just... getting married. Not that he didn't, you know, enjoy the woman that he was with, but I think he had met her. He didn't know her that long, and I guess they, you know, he proposed to her. So they see each other before, you know, he's supposed to get married in 2 weeks. They see each other because they live right beside each other, and they're talking, and you can just tell the chemistry between them. And once you have that chemistry with somebody, it's hard to let it go, to ignore it. It's hard. It's like, that's why you got to recognize who you connect with, you know, who you have a connection with, who you got chemistry with, and if she or he is good, other than the connection, it's like, why are you going to deny that? You know, it's hard to have a good connection with somebody. You feel me? It's hard to have a good connection with somebody. Hard to be attracted to who you're attracted to and stay that way. It's just hard to be in love with people. So when you find that, you know, you gotta, and the person is like 100 and they're not like give you all that drama and all that stuff, you might as well just, you know, do what you need to do to be happy. But it looked like they still had that spark. So what she did was, she took a chance and she said, I'll play you one-on-one. He's like, for what? She said, for your love. If I win, I'll buy you a wedding present. If you win, I'll buy you a wedding present. If I win, I guess he couldn't get married or whatever. So, and you know, he ended up winning or whatever, and she felt some kind of way. And she started walking away. And then that's when he was like, double or nothing. So she hugged him and that was it. You know, at the end, it was like, you saw how she started playing basketball again. She didn't want to play before because it wasn't fun for her anymore, because she wasn't with him, because he played basketball as well. But, you know, at the end, you know, they had a baby. He was there at the game. It was like, I love, love. People who are truly in love, you feel me? It's just love, those happy endings. But my question, my last question is, what if she didn't present that? Because he knew where his heart lies, and she did too. But what if she didn't present that, you know, that bet? You know, would he still get married, you know? Knowing that you could just feel it. You could just feel that she, even though she didn't say it, you could feel that, you know, she still has the feelings for you and is strong, and you do too. So I'm wondering, would he would have just went on with the wedding if she didn't, you know, present that to him? He probably would have, and then it would have been a mess. He would have got divorced, or he would have not really felt his, you know, girl or whatever, and his wife, and it would have been a waste of time. But I'm just wondering, like, I feel like men are just sometimes could be more stubborn than women. They just want the woman to do, you know, to speak their feelings first, because they're not really into expressing their feelings, which they should be. You should be able to express your feelings to your woman. However, men aren't really good with that. But you know what? Say it the best way you know how, because we need to know sometimes. It makes a difference. So I'm not gonna give my shout outs today. It's Monday. So I hope you guys have a great day. It's Monday, August 24th. Make the best of the day. Take time to breathe and reflect on what you need to reflect on to make things better in your life, because ultimately nothing's going to change unless you make those changes. So as best as you know how, you know, you can't just sit around and magically wait for things to happen. You know, you got to make moves. So hope you have a great day. Do what you need to do to be happy without anybody, you know, not worried about what anybody has to say about it. It's your life. You know, you're the one walking in your shoes. Nobody else is walking in your shoes. So, although we all go through storms and things happen, you know, all our situations are different. Our hearts are different. Our relationships are different. Our minds are different. So we gotta do what's best for us to be happy. And hope you have a great day. Today is Monday, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for listening. I love the support. I support you as well. Y'all know I'm a big supporter. And shout out to DJ Junes, the hottest DJ in the New York metro area. I will give that shout out. It's well deserved. And I'll give the rest of my shout outs tomorrow. Check him out on iTunes. Check him out on SoundCloud and YouTube and on Facebook at DJ Junes Entertainment. And have a great day. Check him out on Caribbean Hits Radio on Saturdays, sometimes Fridays and Sundays. And hope you have a great day. Love, live, and laugh. I appreciate you for listening. You just tuned in to your girl, DJ Lala, and the fam, giving it to you straight with no chaser, music, life, and all that other good stuff. ish. Have a great day. Thank you.